A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun! And see you later.
Hi everyone, Ben here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Joshua Dioro, Eva, Alexa, David Tynan, Helen Clifford, Avon Gale, Joanna Kovalik, Sarah Baldwin, Tim Helmstedt, Nickel Road. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Hello and welcome to episode 83 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I am your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
Bryn Monroe.
Lydia Nicholas.
Ben Meredith.
And whom are you playing?
Hamitullah Harun al-Taham.
A human, if you're asking what.
And now who?
Sasha Rackett, if you're asking who.
A goblin paladin called Grizzop Drick Act Amsterdam.
Thank you for covering up my gross mistakes there.
Yay!
Team. Now,
team
I believe
cover up.
So, in the sub-quest within the sub-quest, you have made it to the top of the enormous desk because you're all tiny, you have met Isaac Newton, and you're climbing into a snow globe loosely to rescue
really
someone called Liliana.
Is how it allows us to reflect on very real concerns.
Grounded.
Facing us. Yes, grounded
that's what
in
I
reality.
Think. That's what
we
I try
really get to reflect
achieve.
On current political
with
themes.
With James not here,
issues.
It's been a lot less satire.
Yeah.
Something about Tories.
Marxism. Marxism. I mean, I will spin some stuff for you about, you know, cyborg feminism if you want, but
I kind of do, but at the same time, I feel that's playing into Mr. Ceiling.
It's so. Definitely for a cyberpunk game, I think.
Oh yeah. So I'm going to pick up where we left off, which is walking into the quote unquote snow globe.
Yeah.
You encounter no resistance. You step in, and you find yourself.
Is it like Stargate? Do we put our faces through and then there's a... Or is it just we step through?
You can put your hand in, it'll ripple like water. You can pull it out. You can put your face through, but when you put your face through, you're looking at a completely different space. No, I'm afraid.
Oh, okay.
It's more like if the Stargate was actually just, you know, not a tunnel, but like an actual... Anyway.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Helpful. Thank you. I'm nice. Glad I could clear
Useful.
That up for all of you. He
weaves a picture for us with his words.
Just so beautiful and yet so minimal.
I walk through.
You all step through the shimmering lights that constitute the membranous outer layer of the dome.
Oh, I mean, that sounds sticky.
Stepping inside and through, you enter into what is clearly
a different
plane.
Is that the stick
plane.
You were missing last
Yay.
Episode?
So, you head into what is, at first glance, appears to be a garden.
Oh.
It has loads of trees, it has loads of bushes, but it's very clearly a manicured garden. There's no wild growth here. Mm. And even at an immediate glance, it's a bit off. Yeah. Everything is right angles or like equilateral triangles. A few birds fly by.
Are they triangles
and they're flying
as well?
In a square formation.
Oh.
And everything...
The birds themselves, are they squares?
No.
They're not like
so all of so all of the components of this appear
wings,
normal, but when
flying.
You look at the whole picture, it's very clear.
It's low poly.
That this is a very
it's a low poly environment.
Particular like setup.
Been assembled by someone with a proper sense of aesthetics.
Yes, although they also seem to have a few obsessions with symmetry as well.
Yeah, that's what I said. A proper sense of aesthetics.
I mean, don't tell Gowdy.
Anyway, so you're stood at the moment to, if you look back, you see that you've actually walked through what's effectively just almost a trellis gate, and you look behind you and you can see yet more manicured garden disappearing off into the distance and a very distant mountain range of perfectly uniform mountains that are all equidistant from one another in a ring around wherever you are.
This place is weird.
There is a hedge around the outside,
really?
But it's all... It's regular to a fault in all manner. Looking past this sort of avenue of trees and so on, you can see, again, a perfectly squared, manicured, call it like a Georgian house kind of vibe, but it's basically a perfect cube, just with some windows and a door in the front.
So it's a child's drawing of a house.
Yes, but with a tiny amount of styling, which is kind of a nod to maybe Georgian, something like that, if you're that interested. But
no. Let's go into the house.
Without another word, he just carries on walking straight towards the house.
Yeah, we'll keep following.
I'm not finished on the description, though. The gravity here is beyond normal. As in, like, you've gone through normal and out the other side, you all feel light as a feather.
Oh, this is great.
It takes a moment to coordinate yourself, but compared to the, like, double, triple G you were pulling at the office desk, it's great. Like you feel like you could probably jump like 20, 30 feet up in the air, stuff like that.
I start chuckling and start skipping around the group.
It's peculiar when you realise that it's stuff like you could balance on a hand if you wanted easily.
Sasha probably already can.
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, but it's awkward because it almost makes these people look like they can do acrobatics. It's a bit weird.
But their form is terrible.
Heading down the avenue, as you do, the trees lean in towards you and bud apples and fruits as you walk past, like leaning in towards you and offering themselves effectively to you as you walk down this avenue.
They don't try and fall on our heads.
No, no, no.
Good.
That's an
apocryphal story.
But they are all sort of leaning out and they are within grabbing reach, but not in the way. And that continues down this entire avenue.
I will grab an apple and start eating it.
It's amazing.
I mean, is it poisonous?
Really good.
No, I don't think so.
Is it square? Is it a perfect sphere?
Oh, it might be, actually.
It is a perfectly spherical apple on closer inspection.
That's strange.
I have a solution, but it only works for spherical apples in a vacuum.
Yeah, you know this was built by a physicist. Yeah.
So, nonetheless, yeah, you can continue to head down the avenue. He heads inside and then closes the door behind him. Okay. With you guys sort of still in tow. He didn't slam it, he just sort of went in, closed the door behind him.
I knock.
I'll just open the door.
There's a delay, and then eventually there's a...
Sorry, we just didn't want to be rude. We'll come in if that's okay.
Whatever.
I've already opened the door and went through.
He also would still be like, mm-hmm. He's now... he sounds like he's upstairs. You find yourself in a comparatively, like, modest... given what's going around in terms of, like, the garden. A modest house. It's got plain wood flooring. It has...
And then, like, fractals.
No, but it does, it's all very neat. Again, neat to a fault. Like, there are some couches around a fireplace and there's a table, but everything is in line.
It's like Sims 1.
Yeah. That's actually a perfect description of it. That sort of uncanny valley.
Everything fits into a box.
Yeah. You find yourself in a Sims house, basically.
All
Sims
the
1.
Behaviours sort of lock in as soon as you're in the right.
There you go. Yeah. I'm glad we found a cultural touchstone. But yeah, he appears to be upstairs and you find yourself in what appears to be a mundane residence.
Follow him.
It's definitely not mundane.
Heading up the stairs, again, there is a corridor with multiple rooms. At the end, there is a door. It's a perfect replica of the office that you're in.
Nice.
I don't trust it. So going through the door.
No, I'm going to go.
Very carefully. Do you shrink again?
Do you open the door or do you knock?
I'll knock and then, without waiting, I'll open.
Sure. He says, come. Okay, as you enter the room, you begin to shrink. No. No recursion. That's a very key rule. Mm. He's there and he's working at his perfect replica desk and he again pays you no mind. And he's just sat working. He appears to be drawing some kind of design.
Such a prods, Ahmed.
So, Professor, well, I mean, it's an honour to meet you. Our friend found your message in Hannibal's tomb.
God, yes. Oh,
I mean, Leibniz never got there, but our friend made it and found your letter.
Leibniz. Oh my God, Leibniz, what a dweeb. Oh God, of course he didn't make it that far. I'm assuming he's dead now, right?
I believe so.
we're looking for someone.
All right, yeah, sure.
We think we're not the first people to come and try and visit you.
I know a couple of people tried. A few have made it, like, this far. I know quite, like 6 or 7 died somewhere in the floorboards.
Did you make Einstein how he is?
How is Einstein?
Weird.
Weird how?
Teleporting, absent-minded.
I mean, he's a pretty powerful mage. He's one of the greatest mages since your day, most people would say.
He seemed all right, you know. He did make it this far, but then...
I mean, that was 40 years ago in our time. I don't know how long it's been here.
He was quite an up-and-comer, I remember. Had a lot to prove.
Well, he's the head of teleportation or whatever now.
Good for him. I mean, he probably shouldn't have tried to teleport directly from a controlled demiplane without the permission of the plane holder.
I mean, that's fair. Yeah.
that's not really on me.
His brain went weird when he tried it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like I said, he had a lot to prove. And, you know,
just walked.
Yeah. You know, I get it.
Oh, by the way, university is going to be locked down and disbanded. Don't know if that's... They might knock it down. If they knock down this room, I don't know what's going to happen.
I'll just move it somewhere. It's not that big
a
deal.
Okay, fair enough. Just won't give you fair warning.
So some other people that might have come were Professor Kafka and one of his students.
Kafka? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Kafka was... They actually only just left. I mean, give me a second. Sort of, I don't know why I'm looking for a watch. Old habit. Kafka went. I lose track of time. I think Liliana's still around.
She's still here.
And she's a pretty decent assistant. I mean, you know, as far as assistants go.
Right. Well, you know, we've been set to find her, so let's go get her.
That's convenient. Whereabouts?
I'm guessing she's probably in her lab.
Lab.
Where's that?
Keep heading down until you can't.
In the basement, yeah. Okay.
I mean, that is where that's where necromancers like to hang out.
It's,
yeah.
It's all right. If we go down and see her, then
whatever. Okay.
Well, there was another question. Did Tesla or Edison ever come to see you?
Edison's not ringing bell. Tesla.
We heard you might have helped him with a certain project. I described the simulacrum.
Oh, really nice guy. Yeah, Liliana's still doing his work.
Wait, what?
That's... she's, you know, doing... I don't know. She's continuing his work. I mean, it was a bit... What's the word? Limited. I mean, it was very mundane, you know. It's very mechanical.
It's just a horde of robots that will take over the world.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, she understands. It's kind of generic.
But wait, okay, I'm getting... When you say very mechanical, Is Liliana maybe making it more biological?
I'm sure I don't know.
Okay,
I mean...
Okay, fair enough. Oh, by the way, that whole, like, not aging thing you've got going on.
Mm-hmm. He's still doing paperwork and kind of giving you a curse.
How does that sort of work?
I don't age.
Yeah, but why?
He takes a moment, leans back, pinches the bridge of his nose. You're in a demiplane that I hold complete control of. It's both light gravity, timeless, self-contained, sentient with an enhanced magical ability so that allows me to perform the majority of my experiments. I'm in a direct connection with this entire demiplane and I'm basically its god, I guess. I mean, it's very basic stuff.
Okay, not a trained mage. What you're saying is, I can't say... You couldn't maybe do it to me so I could walk around and not age a bit?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, would you mind doing that?
Why?
I very much appreciate it.
No?
Any way that I could persuade you to do that?
Leave and I'll think about it?
Okay. How would you get in contact with me?
I'm really trying to be hospitable here.
We're sorry for trespassing on your time, Professor. If it's okay, we'll go and speak to Liliana.
It's not my time you're trespassing on. I kind of have as much of that. It's mostly my patience.
Yes. We'll leave you alone. Would you like us to come and say goodbye before we leave, or would you prefer us
do what you want. I think I'm being rude, aren't I? Some people have told me this before.
Not at all. It's fine.
I tell you what. Help yourself to anything you find in the vault. How about that? That's a thing people like, right?
Thank you, yes.
Go nuts.
Good. Okay, right.
In terms of when we do need to leave, in a few hours or however, is there a more efficient way back, or would you just like us to go the way we came? Just whatever.
Where is it you want to go? Where is it you want
to
go?
To the door.
Of your material office.
Sure, come find me when you're done.
Thank you so much, Professor. We won't take up any more of your patience.
Yeah, just bear in mind the aging thing. Very much appreciate it. If you ever need a friend, someone on the outside, that'd be great. Just, you know,
He just continues laughing.
I think
okay.
We should go. Yeah.
Thank you, Professor.
Right.
He's still laughing as you just close the door. Clearly the idea of a friend tickled him immensely.
Interesting guy.
Right. Well, let's go see this necromancer then.
I still don't understand. She wasn't a necromancer when I knew her.
She's both Tesla's assistant and Kafka's assistant. Like, this
strange,
woman's
isn't it?
Got career goals.
I mean, she was a very talented mate. She was one of the best in my year at Cambridge.
All right, well, let's go say hi.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so presumably you head, quote, down until you can't go down.
Yep. Yeah.
So you head down the stairs and...
I'm assuming the vault is opposite the lab, because that's where I'd put it.
So you head down the stairs and then, shocker, you know, that if you head past and you can just double down and you can keep going down. It becomes rapidly apparent that Newton might have lost track of, like, what floors are above and below ground a bit. So, you know, you head down underground to the first level of the basement, but you look out the windows and you're on the ground floor. And then you head down, you go up to the second floor, then back down to the first floor. You know, it's like, it's very tidy and neat, but he seems to have lost track of a couple of things along the way. About four or five floors down, you find yourself back on a ground floor in terms of windows. And, yeah, you see a vault door. Like, it's almost like Newton created one that is what he thinks a vault should look like. So, in fact, give me a... Give me a disabled device check. To the eyes of both Hamid and Grizzop, yeah, it's a big vault door, you know, big wheel in the middle.
Yeah, looks like a
20.
Bank vault.
That's the stupidest door you have ever seen, Lydia. Like, as an example, he has this big, huge vault door with the thing. It also has an open window leading to the ground floor on the other end of the room. The lock itself... He has this huge mechanism on the front and then it leads to a basic door latch. You realise it doesn't actually lock, it's just a huge door. He's just done what he thinks a vault looks like.
Right. It's got the appearance rather than
the substance. The appearance of a lock and he clearly doesn't really know how they
open
work.
Open the door.
Let's go there after we've had the conversation.
Conversations take ages.
He said we could take anything we want, but I think we should do that afterwards.
Okay.
And probably shouldn't take everything.
I don't know, do you want privacy?
Yeah. Well...
Oh, Maybe. No, no, okay. It'd be fine. It'd be fine. It'd be.
No,
it'd
no,
be...
don't worry. We don't mind.
Yeah, let's. No, let's.
Yeah.
I could just be here at the vault. And you could go do whatever you need to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, no, I'll keep Sasha company. And,
yeah.
You know, you just.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
You go have fun.
Sounds like quite an emotionally charged conversation.
Starts opening the vault door.
So
I'm going to follow Hamid for now, and then I will return to Vault McGee over here. So yeah.
I mean, if they've got any cool swag that would suit Hamid, though, you guys will go for it.
Of course,
right?
Yeah. So heading down the corridor in the opposite direction. Again, it's a mundane corridor. That vault door is completely out of place. It has no reason to be there. And at the other end, you just see an office door that appears to be a complete replica of Newton's door, just with Liliana. Although it has Liliana, it has the beginnings of like letters, but they're not actually letters. It's like a picture of writing underneath Liliana in terms of a second name.
Sure.
I'm assuming you head in.
Hammond takes a very deep breath, slowly reaches towards the door, opens it gradually.
You find yourself in what appears to be the power room for Mr. Ceiling. Identical, carbon copy. The four big crystals in the wall, the mechanism in the middle, the whole thing. It clearly wouldn't fit in this room. But you look behind you, and there's a normal office door leading into a house with a weird vault at the other end. But this room is just a huge cavernous...
The one where we released the four giant elementals and they fought each other?
Yes.
Right.
And yeah, it's set. It's set exactly the same as it was before when you first entered that room.
Oh, weird.
Oh, the secret door that was at the upper end that led to that study.
Yeah,
is a jar and open, and you can hear music coming out.
I walk across the giant room. I will divert my path very slightly towards the cage that held the fire elemental in the basement of the Mr. Ceiling complex. And just check if there's a giant fire elemental in there, because the one in
maybe.
There,
maybe
because the one there before really liked me.
There is a huge fire elemental.
Okay,
in there.
So I'm just checking it's that. I don't go and interact with it. I'm going to go towards.
You
want to
hold that back for when you can show off in front of the lady.
Yeah.
So.
I'll go through the not secret door.
Mm-hmm. You head down the stairs. They're carpeted. It's quite nice, and then you find yourself in a actually quite. Modest workshop. There are some benches and tables and a plethora of tools, and you see Liliana is facing away from you, leaning over her work. She appears to have it looks to be almost a version of what you've just walked through, like smaller crystals in her hand. There are clearly elementals in them. She's taking down some notes and she's working. She's humming to herself along with whatever music's playing on what actually is like a gramophone on the side.
Hi, Lily.
She stops, puts down her crystal, straightens, and I'll take a break there. So, welcome back. I think I'm going to abandon the heartwarming and interesting emotional vibe to follow the people who
shiny
are
star.
At a big shiny thing.
I spy with my little eye, clunk, as you turn the thing around. Something beginning with...
Horde.
Why are you so interested in being immortal?
Well, that's... Because I've only got a limited amount of time to, you know, do good work and be a good... You know, Paladin of Artemis, and you know, I'm worried that I won't have the chance to do right by Artemis, and you know, I've
surely Artemis scales down or up the good works depending on like your time scale.
Yeah,
like,
but
that'd be bad project management if she was demanding
no, but,
more
know,
of you than you could do in
time,
allotted hours.
No, but the point is, I want to do as much as I can, and what I can do now is limited because, well, you know, I've only got another 20 years if I'm lucky.
I suppose I never really looked that far ahead.
Well, you know, when you sort of commit yourself to a god, you end up with, like, it's a bit of long-term planning.
Yeah, that is...
You know, what I said to Hamid is true. Like, when you know, die, it's not the end.
No.
You can still do stuff, it's just not here, so...
So I've heard this about ghosts, right? They're light, they can do stuff, but they're invisible, and they can go through walls.
Yeah. That's not, like, ghosts aren't good, though.
Oh.
They're like souls that get trapped here. Because so they're not, it's not a good time for
that
them.
That sounds really useful.
No, but you know how ghosts are always really angry all the time?
Well, I mean...
Have you ever met a chilled out ghost?
No, but to be fair, all the ghosts I met, I kind of came to their house with weapons.
Yeah, sure, but, you know, they tend to be quite annoyed, and that's...
I'm going to cross-cut to Hamid. I kind of anticipated shiny things and was denied shiny things.
Blindsided with a
question. I know. So, returning to Hamid. She turns around. She looks great. In fact, she looks suspiciously great, as in... better than you remember her really looking as a person. She's older, for about the right amount of time that should have passed between the two of you, but...
6 months.
Yeah. Like, again, like, it's...
It's been a really stressful 6 months.
I mean, it has for him. He's probably age low.
So you...
He's Barack Obama age.
Let's put it another way. What kind of age range are you looking at for yourself? So, like, how do you appear?
I mean, Hamid's... Oh, well, so he's 25 or 26, which halfly equivalent of about 19, 20.
So she's looking about...
And she's the same age as him.
So she's, then in that case, she's looking a little bit older, maybe 24, something like that. But she's grown into herself and she's got a lot of, like, confidence to her, and she's holding herself completely differently to how you remember her.
I mean, Hamid is quite different from how he was 6 months ago as well.
No, you're gibbering wreck, mostly.
Vomiting.
No, in fairness, I think you might have
He's
actually lost some weight and gotten tough and stuff.
A bit, yeah.
I mean, you're beginning to.
Lean. Yeah.
Nonetheless, she looks quizzically at you, walks over.
How have you been?
And slaps Hamid across the face as hard as she can. You have a lot of nerve coming here. A lot of nerve.
I'm not sure I deserved that.
She slaps you again with the backhand this time.
Abuse.
After what you did, leading Gideon astray.
Wow!
I'm not sure you want to be here, Hamid.
How dare you?
How dare I?
You have no idea what I went through.
Yes,
you
I
abandoned
do.
Me. Look, yes, I did something wrong. It was awful, and I felt
people died.
Terrible. I know!
You killed people. You killed multiple people.
It went wrong.
Yes.
And people died. And Gideon is the one who was responsible for that. What lies did he spin you?
Oh, don't give me that, for goodness sake. She starts striding off and, you know, smashing.
He switched the formula without telling me.
He switched the formula as you told him to. I've been over this with him.
He has lied! I never told him to switch the formula.
You were always trouble. You were always trouble. Always trouble. And then shocker, the absolute second that you get the chance, you push things too far. For God's sake, the dean died, your students as well. I'm not sure how exactly you thought this was going to go, Hamid, but frankly I think you should leave.
I have done nothing since that day that has not been an attempt to make up for what I did. And the fact that you have believed Gideon when he's lied about how... That is inexcusable. You know exactly... I admit, I have done... I was never the person that I should have been.
No, and then you just left.
You... I got kicked out. Where was I supposed to go?
You didn't even contact me. You didn't even contact anyone else. You disappeared.
You dumped me!
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have stuck with the multiple killing ex-student who
That's
led
not what
Gideon
I mean! I know that what I did is inexcusable, and I didn't... And I thought you were better off without me, but now the fact that you would believe Gideon, you know how he used to be, and the fact you would believe him over me, and I stayed away because of how bad I felt.
You stayed away because you couldn't face the situation. You were a coward then, and you're a coward now, and that's
no,
why I left.
You take that!
I'm
that's not
cut.
Fair. It's not fair to be angry. You don't know what's happened.
I'm going to cut across to the two characters who have no awareness that this discussion's happening.
Ah, that's great. Right, yeah, well...
So, you know, just generally trying to live longer, it's good.
I suppose.
It means I can do more good here, right? I've got to pay my dues. Like, I owe Artemis and Eva a lot.
I've never really seen it like that. I was just like, you know, when you're around on this planet, you gotta work hard. Then, you know, it's tough.
Yeah.
I hadn't really planned much. I never got much chance to plan.
You should.
That's nice, actually.
Yeah, it's good. It gives you motivation. You know, you do.
Sort of get tossed around by the fates. Me is, you know, running from pillar to post, monster to ghost.
You seem like.
Lovely.
If I had inspiration points in this system, I'd give them what you want.
Just.
Like, well, look, you seem like a pretty decent and active person, so, you know,
definitely
maybe there's room in your life for Artemis, right? You know, she helped me when, well, you know, Eva...
Is she with ownership?
Cut back to Hamid. So, Liliana's at the other end of the table. She's now holding one of the crystals and twisting it over in her hand. So why are you here?
You were working with Kafka.
Yes.
Well, when was the last time you saw him? 2 weeks ago?
Ooh.
A bit longer, maybe?
Time goes a bit weird here.
Yeah, anyway, since then, he went crazy,
months, maybe?
Recovered some of the lost knowledge of Rome, tried to enact a ritual, city of Prague into a force of undead under his command, killed my oldest friend and my sister. So maybe you have some things you regret as well. Maybe you're not perfect like you pretend to be.
I feel like you're telling me that an atrocious disaster's happened and it's my fault? I'm pretty certain I don't follow you there, Hamid.
You apparently were Kafka's assistant when he was getting into all this stuff.
The man just took a book. You're coming here and you're bringing all this stuff. You're wildly accusing my fiancé of stuff after I've
already... Fiancé!
Cut back to...
Right, door, vault door opening.
Oh,
wait, do we...
Oh, so you've actually opened the door.
Also, very quickly.
Should we maybe have a perception check?
Oh, no sound is transferring.
Okay, fine.
So I'm on a different plane, technically.
Yeah,
of course it is. Yeah, you're
like,
in the big...
kind of seal.
I hope I didn't hurt the poor mics.
You did, but we'll work with that.
You hurt the poor listeners' ears.
You hurt our ears.
So you're saying that you got round to opening the massive vault door?
Well, the whole time you said...
Oh, it's full of hoard.
Yeah. So
it's a massive hoard.
Well, so as you're opening...
It's a hoard of treasure and magical items beyond the likes of which you could ever dream.
Well, I mean, ownership-wise, you know, if you're helping people...
Helping
yourself.
Yourself is people,
well,
right?
I mean, if you're enabling yourself to help people, you know, any means necessary, really.
I mean, the more that I own, the more that I can help...
Can you give me an appraise check, Sasha?
Yeah, I think she might be stumbling for words for... Excitement. 9 plus 8. So 17.
You come to on the floor stunned.
Yeah.
Your detect treasure just...
Are you alright?
The level's too high.
Do I regain any hit points from happiness?
I'm going to give you some temporary hit points, yeah.
Oh, sure, cool. Okay.
You're up to full hit points until I say otherwise.
Okay, right.
So, are you okay?
Yeah, I think we should start... She doesn't know that you can't open a bag of holding in a plane.
No.
Right. It doesn't cause a problem. It just literally won't open.
Oh, right. So she's like trying desperately to open a bag of holding.
It just
help
feels like someone sewed your bag to
help me.
Is your bag stuck?
Yeah, it won't open. It's
okay,
I
just trying...
pulling it apart, tugging.
Nope.
Miming.
Nope.
But this is what I was born for.
I mean, there's a pile of bags of holding over there in the vault.
Do they open?
No.
Wait. So this is what your big plan is. It's just this.
How do I carry the treasure?
Cut back to Hamid.
Oh, the emotional distress.
Cut back to Hamid.
Fiance! You with him? And you didn't, because I wasn't, but he's worse, he's always been worse, he was the one who did all the, and I was in the, and he, and you was him!
It's none of my business. It's none of my business. It's not
Worm
here.
You have grown, haven't you?
It's not Worm here. I thought maybe, maybe. But never mind, never mind. Look, what did you help Kafka with?
If you must know, not that you ever took an interest before, I've been working on my PhD, okay? Kafka had done some work with Tesla a while ago. Edison came and revived the project. Kafka had been working with me. We'd been working on the miniaturization of basically planar storage compartments. We've been looking at trying to generate power that people can use safely without having to rely on these ridiculous lightning rails and other nonsense. And basically, that's what we've been working on. Kafka thought he probably found something useful in that book, and then he jogged off with it. I've been here working since. We've been doing some pretty groundbreaking stuff, but no. Hamid must be running around chasing drama all the time. All the time. I've actually been dedicating myself to something that matters, making real progress. I mean, I know Newton's nuttier than a fruitcake, but at least here I can get some work done.
You have no idea what has been happening out there in the real world when you've had your head stuck here in this project, and you don't even know what is being done with the research you have contributed to.
At least I contribute to some research. What did you ever do?
I've saved the frickin' world twice!
Right. Sure. Okay. Why are you here? Are you literally just here to ask what work I've been working on? Here you go. She just gestures to it. Go nuts.
Yeah, I'll have a look through it. Thank you. Apart from that, I think you should really think about the uses that this research had been put to. Just let me tell you about what I found under L'Arc d'Ordinateur in Paris recently. I'm going to launch into an...
Sure. I'm going to cut back to...
Oh, my heart.
Whoa, so hang on a minute. Oh. Those bags, right?
Yeah.
Those are bags of holding, yeah?
Yeah.
We're probably full of stuff. So just pick them up and take them.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, this Newton guy seems like a bit of a... Probably shouldn't say. Anyway, not a very nice man. And it did say just take whatever you want in the vault. Right. So really, just take as much as we can.
Okay. Just going to look around for special-looking daggers.
Honestly, I'm just going to start it to... You know, saying, but...
Honestly, you know, it being stuck here isn't doing much good at all. It's what I'm saying about ownership. Like, he's hoarding all of this stuff in his own little plane.
You know what?
His own little...
This is Artemis's idea of what's good.
Enemies
I'm
necessary.
Really down with
enemies
that.
Necessary. While on a hunt,
maybe I should
you do
attend
what needs
one
to be
your
done.
Services sometime.
You know, if for the good of the pack, all right?
Yeah, the good of.
If there are any strays, if you're strong, you lead. If you're weak, you get helped.
If you're sneaky,
if you're a threat, you're destroyed.
Well,
that's
okay.
How it works.
Well, maybe some of us...
No, Kafka. Kafka was a threat.
Oh, right, okay. Because, I mean, I'm quite threatening.
Watch
can I do a
for
perception
it.
Check for fancy daggers?
Yeah, please.
14.
You notice a pile of daggers in a corner of the vault. All of them are excessive. A bunch of them are garbage. Like, they're expensive, they got jewels in them, but they're balanced for nothing. The blades are completely worked wrong.
Can you detect magic?
Or me?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
There's.
I can detect undead, you know that.
Oh, yeah.
You see two that are definitely mag. Like, definitely objectively magical.
Grabs.
They
add
are.
Add to inventory.
I will discuss that. After the recording as to what you just picked up, because no one can identify them currently.
I'm gonna, sort of while talking, just grab some of the bags of holding and just shove as many as I can into my bag.
Okay. Bearing in mind, bags of holding are actually quite...
They're valuable in themselves, right?
Yes, but they're also quite heavy in themselves. Mm.
Okay.
So, okay.
As much as
you grab a bag full of bag of holding.
Yeah, how many bags of holding do I get?
Yeah, I want a few of them.
About four?
I got four-time bag of holding... And mystery daggers.
And a quick check for some armour or a bow.
There's loads. There's, like, loads. So, digging around, things that you find that are... that you'll even recognise as being useful. So, digging around, there's a lot of valuable stuff in there. It's kind of hard to gauge power levels, isn't the thing you're trading in. But there is one thing that you objectively recognise, which is on a bust. Give me... Do you have knowledge history?
Probably not. I don't.
Okay,
I've got knowledge religion, nature, and geography.
So on the bust of some probably long dead geezer, there is a necklace, and you recognise that you have seen a similar one worn by basically the high priest of your house, Artemis. I want to say club.
Your frat club.
I want to say club.
Not a frat house.
So the Artemis Club, and you recognise it is, it's basically a necklace of sanctuary. So what it is anyone wearing it, like a certain number of times a day, it depends on the thing, you'd have to test it. Literally, it wards people away from attacking you. But you recognise that as a thing that was worn by the leader of your sect.
Sure.
It's a thing that you just go, oh, I know what that one does.
Grab it. Fine. Great.
Just keep foraging around.
You also find yourself a magical bow. Short of going out and testing it, you have no idea what it does, though.
Cool. I'll write down magical bow.
Are there any cloaks of the bat just lying around?
There is a pile of magical clothing.
Oh, pick out something nice for Hamid.
Oh, I'll love that. I hope he's having a nice time.
Yeah, he probably is.
Cut back to Hamid. So, go nuts and continue telling me what I should and shouldn't be doing.
You know what? We used to talk about Newton when we were studying together.
And then I did something about it. Look what I'm
not here to rehash old mistakes, Lily.
Then why are you here? You haven't actually said, you just ask questions.
I am on a job trying to figure out the mess the world has been plunged into and looking at all the problems that this research has created for the world. We always said Newton, yeah, obviously, crazy, doesn't share his stuff, but, you know, maybe he had a point. Maybe it was better for him to keep this knowledge to himself rather than letting people run off with it.
I'm sorry, the only time that any problems actually started was when you turned everything off. As far as I'm aware, everything was getting along pretty well.
Oh, yeah, because harvesting brains from people, that's fine.
You have erasing no idea where they memories. Came from. You have no idea where they came from. For all you know, someone found a way to recycle people that were, like, bodies that were going to waste, job done, and suddenly you've set people back 100 years.
Oh, great, and it just wanted to take over the world and replace all the meritocrats.
But yeah, you're right. The whole world is split into good and bad people, so I guess that makes you one of the bad ones, Hamid. I mean, you've killed, right? So maybe we should turn you off, right? Because that's how simple the world is.
So you have the same explanation for the work you did with Kafka to help him kill hundreds of people then?
Oh, look, you're just conflating things now.
Ha!
Cut back to Grizzop and Sasha.
Well, my pockets are basically full.
Yeah, I just, swinging around in, like, these pretty magic capes. Like, mm-hmm. Does this one look good on me?
Yeah, it does, actually. Yeah.
It looks brilliant on her.
Yeah.
Is it sort of sneaky looking?
It is, yeah.
Oh, I wonder if there's any cloaks of invisibility. Would you be able to see them? Are they invisible when they're just lying around?
Well, they'd have to be, otherwise it'd be really hard to use them.
Yeah, but so there might be cloaks of invisibility all over here.
Maybe.
We just couldn't see them.
So do you grab a handful of, like, magical clothes?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Are we done here? Like,
I guess. Let's go see.
Have you got something nice for Hamid?
Yeah. Pretty hat.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, let's go see how he's doing.
Yeah.
So, cut back to Hamid and Liliana.
I don't want to stand here arguing about it. I would like to see copies of your research. I'll take them away if you've got them to spare. Because someone needs to prepare the world for all the possible things that could go wrong. And frankly, the last thing I hope is that you don't have to go through what I went through to find out just what a horrible person Gideon is.
Sure. There you go. There's the work. Go nuts.
All right, Hamid.
Have a fantastic... Who are you?
We're...
Who's she?
The...
Sasha, Grizzop, Liliana.
Oh, you're the one we're looking for. Brilliant.
Yeah, great. Oh, that's wonderful.
We're done here.
Please invite yourselves
in. Don't
leave.
What?
No, yeah, don't we need to take her to
the thing that she wanted, right?
The Cult of Mars.
But the meritocrats,
really,
the Cult of Mars, all that kind of stuff.
They can come and get her themselves.
I think they might struggle. Were we not supposed to get her?
Yeah.
Draw my bow.
Do we need to take her?
No, I don't think so. She was missing. She's not a suspect.
Are you sure she was working with Kafka?
Pretty sure that she was a suspect, mate. They were quite keen on seeing her.
Shocker.
Don't move.
Hamid falls in with some bad friends.
Hello, I'm Paladin of Artemis. How are you?
Hi.
Are you?
Yes. Check out the symbol. And the bow!
I work with him.
So...
Right.
Are we...
And you just help yourself to stuff, did you?
Yeah, Newton said... told us to.
Actually, that actually sounds about right.
So are we... she should come with us.
No, I don't think she should.
Well, I thought the merit...
Mate...
I'm pretty sure Walt wanted her.
They were quite... insistent.
We know what we need to know. They just wanted to know what happened. She's not
so what's she
complicit
doing with, this,
with
doing?
Kafka's research.
What's she doing with this sort of simulacrum?
Why did that thing look like the Mr. Ceiling?
It's just the power source. It's the same principles. You could use it to power almost anything. You could use it to power the lightning rails. It'd be safer. She's doing...
Say it.
She's doing good work.
Yes, I am.
She just needs to think carefully about how it might be used by other people.
Yes, yes. A lecture on thinking. A lecture on thinking
shut
from
up!
Hamid Dean Killer.
Shut up!
Wait. What?
Oh, your new friends don't know Hamid.
Oh, mate, it's not that big a deal. I killed loads of people.
That throws her.
Look.
Where?
It's very rich to hear all this criticism about friends when you've been running around with literally the worst person to have existed since Rome.
Look, okay, what he did after he left here is none of my concern.
Wait, sorry, just quickly, we really haven't got time, you know. So can we just speed this up? I'm pretty sure she's wanted.
Yeah,
we know everything we need to know. She's been very upfront. I've got copies of all the research. We can take this back and show them if they want. Get her, they can get her themselves.
You know what? Fine. She starts packing the stuff up. Yeah, you're right. I probably should present my amazing, world-defining, epoch-reigning research. Maybe say hello. Maybe present my work and stop at you copying it the way you always did with Gideon. Maybe I should actually, you know, get my work out there. You're right. Maybe I have
to... Because Gideon was such a talented wizard. There's a reason he got kicked out as well.
Should we...
We're leaving. She literally talking to... Grizzop and Sasha, we're leaving. She starts just walking out with her pack
of research
under her shoulder. I've
got a bit of a vested interest in this going well, Hamid, since they were quite keen on executing me.
By the way, Sasha got you a really nice hat.
Here.
Oh, thanks, Sasha. It's lovely. I'll just have a quick check, though, in case there's anything else.
All right.
I'll just be 3 minutes.
All right.
I'm going to make a wisdom check, but, you know... No, absolutely not.
Yeah, right, cool.
She's already gone. Like, she's already gone up the stairs and he's just walking off.
I don't care.
I'll run after Liliana, because technically she's a prisoner.
I'm going to stick my head in the vault, try very hard not to have my mind blown.
Can you detect magic on these, Hamid?
Yes, but I'm not going to. Oh. Not until we're somewhere safer.
What if there's something really valuable down here and we miss it?
It's pretty much all valuable.
Yeah.
Do you have knowledge history, by
almost
the way?
Guaranteed.
Hamid, you can't understand the pain I've been going through in the last 15 minutes or so.
Knowledge, spellcraft, arcana to pick out a couple of things. We can sort that out later off screen.
Yes, of course we can.
It was honestly so difficult for me these last few minutes.
You've no idea, Hamid. You've no idea how hard it's been.
No clue.
So, yeah, I think I'm going to go ahead and wrap up there as your prisoner wanders off and the rest of you don't understand the pain that Sash is in, the real trauma that she's been going through.
I just can't take all this.
Yeah, must have been really emotional for you these last few episodes. Can't imagine how difficult that's been.
It's really hard.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
It's going to be emosh. So emosh.
Really get in touch with your feelings.
All the feels.
What makes me laugh is that for you and me, it's all like emotion, emotion, emotion. When it was me and James, it was like, I'm flirting. Go across the street and get me some orange sherbet. It was a very different vibe.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun, and see you later.